USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a press briefing at the White House, President Trump gave an update on the coronavirus pandemic, and he praised Americans for their efforts to stop the spread of the disease.
America continues to gain ground in the war against the virus. I want to thank the American people for answering the call, following our guidelines, and making the sacrifices required to overcome this terrible threat more aggressively. We commit to social distancing. So important. Social distancing, such an important phrase. And we do it right now. The more lives we can save and the sooner we can eventually get people back to work, back to school, and back to normal.
He said that more tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At the White House, CBS journalist Paula Reid asked the president about the coronavirus timeline.
Both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left, okay?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new development in the case of Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist who was murdered in Turkey. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Turkish government now charging 20 Saudi nationals for alleged involvement in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. The indictment unveiled late Wednesday is accusing the former deputy head of Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Agency and a former royal court advisor of having, quote, instigated premeditated murder with monstrous intent. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has denied direct involvement in the murder, but has said in the past he takes responsibility for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The first official launch for the new U.S. Space Force is scheduled to lift off Thursday afternoon with a military communications satellite aboard. The launch is planned from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station's Complex 41 on a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket with boosters attached. The rocket will carry the sixth in a series of next-generation satellites known as Advanced Extremely High Frequency. The satellites have an upgraded anti-jamming capability. The launch is the first under Florida's restrictions against public gatherings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The military has barred public or media viewing from the station. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.